Hello and welcome to another episode of What I Sold on eBay. This will be from items sold on September 7th to September 14th. So the first item we have here is these Pendleton pants. They sold for $23. My first time selling anything Pendleton. I don't really find it too often. So these went not too quickly. Maybe it says July 24th. So took a month and a bit to sell, more than that. Next up is this silver jeans sweatshirt. This one went for $22, and it took a while to sell. So pretty happy. I think someone just used the buy it now option. So to me, that was a great sale. Next is this Winnie the Pooh sweatshirt. Also a pretty old item. You can see there's 203 page views there. That was probably relisted a few times with the price being lowered. Only ended up getting $16 for this sweatshirt, and I'm pretty sure it was over a pound, so not much profit there. I pretty much stay away from a lot of Disney stuff now, but excuse me, especially Winnie the Pooh. Bigger items like this don't find that they sell too quickly, so I personally wouldn't recommend buying these when you see them. They will sell eventually, like everything, but not a great return here. Next is this Zara skirt. This skirt went for $23, which was surprising to me. I didn't really think Zara items would go for that kind of money pre-owned, but this one had a lot of people interested, and it sold pretty quickly. Next is this Diesel t-shirt. This one went for $19. This is also an older item. If you're looking at the video, you can see my photos are a little different here. I don't like these photos, to be honest. I find that the clothes don't look very nice in them. So this is one of my older ones, and I think this one was a buy it now. $19 for a t-shirt, I would say, is good. So I'm happy about it. Next is this Eileen Fisher jacket. Also one of my older photos, very dark. So I find that these items tend to take a little bit longer to sell. This one went for about $29, which is a decent price, especially for an Eileen Fisher item that didn't have premium material such as wool or silk. So Eileen Fisher is definitely something I always buy whenever I see it. Next are these Tory Burch flip-flops. This pair of Tory Burch sandals went for $28, and they were actually worn by my mother for a little bit. I think I bought them somewhere, don't remember. And she took them, wore them for a bit. They had a lot of markings on them. And I disclosed that. So $28 for this type of sandal is really good, especially when they do have some wear to them. But if you ever see Tory Burch in your thrift stores, always buy it. Next is this Ralph Lauren dress shirt. This shirt went for $18, which is decent for Ralph Lauren. I mean, the market is flooded with this, and every single store you go to, you'll always be able to find Ralph Lauren shirts like this. So if you can get them at a good price and you're happy with, 15 to 20 bucks, then it's a buy. Next is this Fender t-shirt. This is also by Lucky Brand. So this t-shirt went for $25. To me, that's great. T-shirts, when you find them for, $5 or less, to turn that into $25, really good purchase. I would always buy something like this. Next is this Johnny Manziel t-shirt. This one sold only for $10. The reason I'm bringing it up here is because I remember finding this in the thrift store. It was like pretty expensive, maybe $8, and it had a huge stain on it. And I'm pretty sure I found that stain while in the thrift store, and I guess I forgot to put it back on the rack. I kept it in the cart and accidentally purchased it. So I figured I had it, I may as well find a new home for it. So I only got $10 for it, but even with that large mark on it, which was disclosed, so it's off to someone who still wanted to wear it. Next is this Hagar polo shirt. This one went for $16. And this shirt actually came from my grandmother, so I thought that's kind of funny. Like 85-year-old woman gave me her clothing, and I sold it for $16 on eBay. So love getting stuff for free and then just making whatever profit is left. Next are these Nike indoor soccer cleats. These went for $26. They had some signs of prior use, which was disclosed. I thought I'd be able to get a little bit more for this, but luckily these ones were pretty light, so they went first class. So still, it's a decent return on these types of shoes. Next is this Nike sweatshirt, which went for $24, and this was pretty popular. I remember on Poshmark, I had a ton of likes on it. No one was buying it, but finally someone bought it here on eBay. $24 for a Nike sweatshirt is decent. I typically don't buy Nike stuff anymore, just because I've mentioned before, it just takes so long to sell. Sweatshirts too, I don't even like buying sweatshirts of any kind anymore, just because the cost of shipping is high, and in the beginning of 2019, it's going to go up even more. So our profits, our margins are really starting to narrow there. So I'm trying more to stay within first class items. Next is this Ralph Lauren polo jeans t-shirt, which also one of my somewhat older items, went for $25. So very good. Like I said before, whenever you can sell a t-shirt for 25 bucks, you know, you're going to be happy about it. Next is this Mossimo shirt. This one went for $16. I can't remember where I got it from. Either it was my wife's shirt or I got it from a friend of mine. So my cost of goods on this was either very low or zero. But to me, it's surprising. I wouldn't think Mossimo. I'm pretty sure Mossimo is just a Target brand, right? So how much could it possibly cost brand new in the store? I don't even know. But $16 used, happy about it. Next is this Canali tie, which went for $35. Canali is usually a really good buy, for especially for ties. You can usually get 30 to 40 bucks for these kind of ties. I don't remember where I got this from. I think my brother bought it. I hate buying ties. I hate listing ties for some reason. But Canali is one thing I don't mind selling, because 35 bucks for a tie that only costs you like $266 to ship. Pretty good. Next is this Nike Pro Combat shirt. This one went for $20. Also a very light item, which I really like. 20 bucks, probably spent around five for it, let's say. Again, I don't really like Nike too much, just because the market is so saturated. But this one seemed to go fairly quickly, and it's a decent return. Next is this Mitsubishi Motors polo shirt. This one only went for $15. I really like buying polo shirts with car logos on them, but it really depends on the brand of the shirt and the brand of the car. That'll really determine how much money you get. I probably won't buy Mitsubishi by this brand, which is probably just like Gildan or something. When you buy Under Armour or Nike, it's much, much better. You get a much better price for it. And the last item is this St. John's Bay linen shirt. This one went for $15. And the only reason I'm bringing it up again is if you've watched some of my other videos or listened to my other audio casts, you remember I purchased in bulk a bunch of used clothing. So this is one of those items. So the cost on it is very, very low. Like we're talking like cents. And, you know, to get 16 bucks for it, easy to list. So pretty happy. So thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time.